single, but it was covered by Barbara Streisand, of all people. In the 1980s interview, the late Spiders from Mars guitarist Mick Ronson recalls how that song was written and recorded.
We used to go to these offices in Regent Street, and we used to sort of hang out down there, and they used to have a music room in the offices where people used to just plan demos. And David was sitting around in the office, I remember, and he was playing The Beginnings of Life on Mars in the office there. And that's how that song originally came about. When we recorded it, we thought we'd have it, orchestrate it, put strings on it, everything. And we got Rick Wakeman to play the piano on that one.
I did not know that. Ace Frehley from New York, but he's been living in Southern California, but now he's going to be living in New Jersey. Yeah, it's a slow news day. Rachel Gordon, his fiance, and he split, and he hooked up with an elementary school teacher from New Jersey and moved in with her and her two kids. He says, her name's Laura Cove, and I met her December 7th at a KISS convention in New Jersey that I was actually performing at. She had a booth and these mugs with a painting of Ace's made-up face. She's a very beautiful woman. We got to talking. Then she came to one of my shows subsequently, several months later, and one thing led to another. I don't think I need to go any further. He moved her out of her home and into a 6,000-square-foot house he bought with a $3,000-square-foot basement with a 9-foot ceiling where he says he's building a studio. Wow. Peter Chris also lives in New Jersey. So maybe they'll get together. Maybe he can find his own school teacher. You never know.